Before I begin tonight, I'd like to apologize for any hearing loss I created to the DOE members, our friends, last night in Concord. It was an emotional night. My name is Mark McCulloch. My wife Chelsea and I own a home and a maple sugar business in North Stratford, New Hampshire. We have lived there for the past 26 years and plan on living there for the rest of our lives. But the last 3 years have been a living hell. Thanks to the very misleading, environmentally and socially destructive project called the Northern Pass. This project had a primary route with no existing right-of-way that was going to split our property in two and destroy 40 miles of our neighbor's properties to the north and ruin another 140 miles to the south, including the White Mountain National Forest. Northern Pass learned quickly that they had a fight on their hands and one that money was not going to easily resolve. So they sent 11 hired lobbyists to our state capitol and 7 more to Washington, D.C. to influence our politicians to not allow our state's eminent domain law to be changed by thousands of concerned New Hampshire citizens opposed to this project. I stand here today and say thank you from the bottom of my heart, Representative Larry Rappaport, and all the New Hampshire elected officials for submitting and supporting the principal beliefs of House Bill 648 against eminent domain as it pertains to this kind of private for-profit-based project. You will go down in political history as New Hampshire's heroes. The Northern Pass route has now changed because of your efforts and is no longer directly affecting our home or land. I do believe in our state's motto, live free or die. And as a very last resort, I thought I might have to sacrifice everything for everything my wife and I have worked so hard for. I'm so glad it did not come to that. Now let's protect the rest of New Hampshire. Off the cuff, there's one woman who's sitting in the audience tonight that I would like to thank. Her name is Susan Shibanoff. Bury the Northern Pass. Let's take the rest of our clapping and give it to Susan Shibanoff. We owe an awful lot to you.